is brewing at UPS. An estimated 6% of the nation's GDP is moved in UPS trucks every year. So, obviously, there are some labor negotiations about the current contract's expiration date at the end of July next year. Labor experts are predicting that drivers and package handlers are going to go on strike. If it happens, it would nearly affect every household in the country. Well, that happens. Probably won't be for long. And the guys who had been facing a $1.2 billion stock suit, CFO for Bed Bath & Beyond, decided to take a nosedive out of an 18-story New York skyscraper, at least from the 18th floor. Could have gone to the rooftop. Made it a little more messy when he got to the bottom. You know, it's not the fall, it's the sudden stop that gets him every time. But the New York City Medical Examiner's Office said Chief Financial Officer Gustavo Arnal died from multiple blunt trauma and that he had taken his own life, classifying it as a suicide. However, understand, fuck. Yeah. Now, shareholders were a little upset. He was facing this stock suit. Yep, he called in all of his options. It's kind of a funny little thing that went on behind the scenes, and they're talking about laying off 20% of their 32,000 workforce now, which means they're going to be closing stores, mostly in the markets that are unproductive. Amazon, meanwhile, the claim is that it's discriminating against Asians and white applicants in a grant program for delivery startups. Dubbed the Diversity Grant, the program awards $10,000 stipends to Black, Latinx, and Native American entrepreneurs to become delivery service partners, leaving out Asian and white hopefuls to foot the entire bill for their startup costs, according to the suit.
Yep.
Plaintiff Crystal Baldick filed the suit in a Texas district court July 20th. The suit claims the program breached the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which forbids racial discrimination in contracting. Olduck is white, of course. So the next time you want to donate to some place, how about the United Honky College Fund? Yeah, are you going to start it up? It's got to be nonprofit. 501c3. And you watch. NAACP will be screaming bloody murder. It's nothing but something for white supremacists, the United Honky Club. And we use honky because that's what you call us. And we just laugh it off. It's the way it was. I mean, think of any slang label besides white trash and honky, cracker. Come on. We're used to it. But aren't we in the minority now? TC, how's that going to work? It's called reverse discrimination, folks. In the science and technology area, we've got some articles on NASA scrubbing its moon rocket launch again because the new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to scrub the launch. Southern Californians who want to enjoy their time at Mission Bay are facing a tough time dealing with tiny underwater sea creatures biting at their feet. Which are known as mini sharks. They're crustaceans. They're scavengers. They grow to be about 3/10 of an inch long. And though small, their bite can cause some pain. Yeah. Somebody from San Diego walking along De Anza Cove in Mission Bay decided to put her feet in the water and got a unpleasant surprise. In a matter of seconds, she started feeling bites at her feet and ankles. She jumped out of the water, and she had blood all over her foot and between her toes. It was like small piranhas have bit me. She soon rinsed her feet and felt her toes for about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, one thing you should know if you're going to go stick your toe in the water, these creatures can form swarms of more than 1,000 and usually live in the shallow waters of the Pacific. And they migrate seasonally up and down the coast. And even though the bison tends to be shallow and harmless, however, you know, they're saying, and we're talking about the experts, you know what an expert is? X is a has-been, spurt is a drift under pressure. They recommend people should shift around in water if they're troubled by the crustacean swarm, the fitton. They should ideally get out of the water. Oh, no, let's just go jump in and let them attack and see how much we get bit all over. You watch some woke idiots going to do that because he saw it on Jackass.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it takes all kinds. So now you've been told. You know, if you like revenge stories, pharmaceutical manufacturer Bayer Corporation, its related entities are to pay $40 million to resolve two whistleblower lawsuits filed by a former employee. Lori Simpson used to work in Bayer's marketing department related to false claims made by the company about three of its drugs, Tresolol, Avalox, and Baycol. Bayer's going to have to pay her $38,860,555 to the U.S. and 1.139 million to 20 states as well as D.C. Simpson's got 11 million of that. So I guess it pays to be a whistleblower. She couldn't make that working for Bayer for the rest of her life. And even with oxygen concentration of 99%, you can still experience cardiac hypoxia. We've got a health story on five types of food to prevent it. And did you know that the new COVID vaccines, we're talking about the new boosters, the bivalent boosters now, folks. If you know somebody that's thinking about getting it, you need to warn them. They've only been tested on mice. This is just as bad as the garbage they fed us. Round of boosters and everything else came out. They lied about it. We've got stories about vitamin C lowering the mortality in severe sepsis, as well as a story about enzyme fundamentals. California power outages are getting worse. And the Flex Alert about charging your car. Don't do it. Yeah. Here, these wokists all want you to go out and buy an electric vehicle, yet you can't charge your car. Wow. A U.S. rancher has revealed planned food shortages is the real goal of carbon agenda. Bill Gates and CCP are buying up farmland. He says the Great Reset is hogwash. We're going to be talking to Patrick Wood at the top of next hour about that very issue, those issues. On the technocracy's war on the essential elements of life, global transformation, yeah, all of that good stuff. So many other stories, too numerous to mention here. If you have not signed up for our email blast, you should. You'll also see some pretty graphic stuff about the embalmers across the country observing many large, sometimes very long, fibrous and rubbery clots inside the corpses they treat. They're now speaking out about it. We told you about this. It was happening in England. Now it's happening here. All of these have been tested in labs. The clots are lacking key elements present in healthy human blood. Iron, potassium, magnesium. They're formed from something other than blood. And all of these people, all these embalmers are sharing these stories, and there's pictures. Wow. So our government has lied. Sad state of affairs in America when you can't trust your government anymore. Who can you trust? Hopefully the information we're giving you, you can soak up and analyze. That's an important thing. God did give you a sound mind and a free will. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. And ours to our callers, Kevin and Phil. Patrick Wood will be joining us after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I'm probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill.